StartupRad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Joe from StartupRad.io, your startup podcast and YouTube blog from Germany. I'm right now, as you can see, I once again shifted because SAP started their pitches, and unfortunately I was in front of the biggest loudspeaker they had, and so I had to change so anybody could understand anything. I'm right now here in the booth of Frankfurt Forward. You guys may remember I'm the media partner of Frankfurt Forward. So I now have another Joe here with me who's not actually Joe. What's your name and what are you doing?
Yeah, my full name is Johannes Noll. And I'm a founder and CEO of AppGuard. And we are a cybersecurity startup from Darmstadt in Germany.
Cybersecurity, that sounds fancy. What are you guys actually doing?
I guess you can imagine that a software developer nowadays, they don't develop all the code for their products themselves, so they're using open source libraries. And 90% of the code they are using in the products is open source based nowadays. So what we do is, well, the problem is which what the developers have, that they get CVEs or vulnerabilities inside their code base, and so a hacker can attack their product. What we do is we show the software developers on our platform which CVEs do they currently have because of their libraries inside their code, and we are also able to fix these vulnerabilities by updating the libraries to the current version.
Okay, that means you're basically offering a service for somebody who's coding.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
When I understand it right, they take some parts of the puzzle, which is finally the software, mm-hmm. and they are open source. And you make sure those pieces are up to date and they don't have any vulnerability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I think you got it right.
Yes. I'm going to be a cybersecurity guru one day.
Yeah, so the purpose is that if you don't update your libraries instantly, you have an risk that a hacker can attack your software. So that's the reason why we say, okay, you should update your libraries as fast as possible, because in some cases, already five hours after the release, the automated attack start. That's a big issue. But most of the software developers, they even don't know it.
Yeah. Okay, I see. And that's basically the thing. There used to be a Patch Tuesday from Microsoft, where they patched all the security, mm-hmm. potential security problems they had in Windows, mm-hmm. and then I heard, okay, and then there was Hack Wednesday, because hackers tried to get, they analyzed the patches, saw the vulnerabilities, mm-hmm. and the day after they started hacking for everybody who didn't update. Mm-hmm. Is it something like you make this hack impossible?
We are not fixing the hack or the code itself.
Okay.
What we do is we, in the first step, we show that inside the library they use, that there's a CVE. And the next step is to update to the latest version. And our product is not related to Microsoft products. Our product is focused on web development and technologies like Composer or NPM. So JavaScript and PHP. Or we also support Docker right now. So there's no the support of Microsoft products yet.
Okay, I see.
Microsoft, it's a little different technology focus.
Was just an example, because everybody can relate to Windows.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's basically all the things to do. How can people use your service? For example, I'm a web developer out there watching somewhere in Paraguay, in Brazil, in Albania. How mm-hmm. do I get your product? How can one work with it?
Yeah, you can sit everywhere on the globe for sure, because, I mean, IT is global, easy. So you can just access our platform at Coderio.io, register, and what you get for free is the monitoring. So you can directly monitor your Git repository on Bitbucket, GitHub, whatever. It's only depending on the Git.
Could you explain for somebody who's mm-hmm. not a coder like me?
Okay, I'm sorry.
What this is?
I'm sorry, Joe, yeah. So, as a software developer, your code is hosted somewhere in the so-called Git repository. You can imagine it's like a Dropbox for your software code. That's called the Git repository. And our software is connecting to this Git repository. And by that, we can monitor all the libraries that we were talking about before.
Okay. And I also understand it's like closely related to web development? PHP, I remember. What other languages do you support?
As I said, JavaScript and NPM. NPM is the package manager.
Okay.
And also Docker.
Docker, okay.
Dockerfile is very popular right now. It's an increasing market, so we decided to go also for Docker.
What would anybody be able to do with Docker?
The benefit or the value that you get out of our platform is that if you're using a Dockerfile, you have a lot of dependencies as well. So there's not only one dependency or five dependencies, you have several layers of dependencies if you're using one Dockerfile. So what we show on our platform is a complete tree about all the libraries we are using in each layer. And that's a very high, a good value for the people, because then they can directly see, okay, where is my problem located? As a software developer, you directly see the value out of it if you see all the layers and all the dependencies on the platform very easily.
And you really know where to fix.
Yeah, or you know where your problem is, yeah.
Well, usually the problem is in front of the monitor, but that's it. Well, everybody who would like to learn more, go down here in the show notes. There's a link to your LinkedIn profile,
okay,
as well as to the company website. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.